When Macca talks, Cairns listens. John McKenzie, Classic Hits, 4CA.
You know, these poor people in tourism, in the tourism industry, it's their bread and butter, and every day there's a little glimmer of hope and then it's dashed, and this unravelling in Brisbane yesterday by our leaders is, it's frankly embarrassing. Now, where are we going with this business? Let me just read for you from page 4 of the Courier-Mail. Queensland could become Australia's lonely state, with Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk dashing hopes of interstate and international family reunions at Christmas, even if the state does reach its 80% vaccination target. The fiery Premier, it says here, a fiery Premier yesterday wouldn't say whether Queensland's border to New South Wales and Victoria would open by Christmas, and dismissed talk of international travel resuming within months. Her comments were another blow for Queensland's struggling businesses and tourism industry, which has repeatedly called for a clear plan to emerge from COVID-19, and it goes on to read in a combative press conference with journalists, Palaszczuk said there was still no prediction when Queensland would reach 80% of the population vaccinated, and declined to say what freedoms or rewards people would eventually benefit from. Well, our tourism industry employees and, of course, the operators themselves have been waiting with bated breath, probably a couple of weeks now, since Warren said, look, I'm hoping to have some information from the Treasurer very soon. And I thought that would have been early last week. Well, here we are at the end of this week, another 2 weeks late, I suppose, in the view of some in the industry. And you just heard Warren say a couple of minutes ago he hopes to have some information this afternoon. Well, some of the operators are just hanging on by their fingernails and hoping that information comes through. Now, Margie Osborne's on the line. Margie's the Chief Executive Tourism Transport Forum of Australia. Margie, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, when you read stuff like this coming out of Brisbane and the lack of any sort of hint of certainty or even a road plan to get out of this nightmare, it must be so heartbreaking for people hanging on by their fingernails.
Oh, it really is. It's a desperate situation to have nothing to look forward to and no certainty and no glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel. And I know it must be very hard for political leaders when they're hearing the health advice, et cetera, to give crisp outcomes. But you've only got to look at what's happening, for example, in New South Wales. The Premier there has been very clear. We hit 70% double jab. All these freedoms are back. You can travel around the state. And by the way, we're making plans to have international students, international workers and international travel available by Christmas. Yeah. It puts such a spring in everybody's step. You know, everybody's really focused on the possible.
Yeah, on the possible, exactly. It's not necessarily a cast-iron commitment, but it shows the fact that they're looking for opportunities to open up again and give people hope.
Exactly right. And I do think that given that the biggest two states for travel into Queensland are clearly New South Wales and Victoria, both of those states are, you know, just zooming along with the vaccination process. And New South Wales is likely to hit 70% vaccination double jab by the, you know, early October now. Now, that being the case, those two states are going to both have vaccination passports, why on earth can't vaccinated travellers come to Queensland for Christmas?
Yes.
You know, you really need the visitors.
I don't know if you were listening when Warren was on a few minutes ago, but he's hinting about the possibility of an announcement from the Treasurer this afternoon. Have you got any inside information on what might be forthcoming?
Not at this point in time. I think it'd be fair to say that many of us have been pushing for some sort of reworked version of JobKeeper.
Yeah.
Whether or not the federal government will be inclined to do that, who knows? But as I've said to you before, John, just it's pointless to keep asking the industry the question and then ignoring the answer and coming up with a whole lot of new schemes that are about low-interest loans and goodness knows what else. The industry is on its knees.
Yes.
There is no appetite for taking on extra debt with loans and grants that have got to be paid back and goodness knows what else. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Good on you, Margie, and thanks for talking to me today.
Well, look, I hope next time I talk to you, John, I've got something a lot more positive to say. But I will say this. I do think we are going to be open internationally by Christmas time. And if Queensland isn't part of the party, that's going to be a great shame, because it's going to impact the entire country. Because if you're coming all this way to Australia, what's one of the things you most want to do?
Exactly.
Go to the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah.
So the whole country will suffer if Queensland's not open.
Exactly. Always good to talk to you. Thanks, Margie.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Gee, she's good, isn't she? She's the Chief Executive, Tourism Transport Forum of Australia, Margie Osmond, 29 to 12.
Big deal